different kinds. She has Limoges, French china. When she married, she got three sets of dishes, 176 in one. And one person gave all that that French china. Be a fortune today, but back then it didn't cost that much, but it's of several $100, I reckon, or maybe more than $100.
That's unbelievable, because pieces of china now cost
and they, when they married, they would have never thought of taking things back when somebody gave them something. You know, they didn't have all this way, which is sensible. You don't want three or four. And I've got about four or five sterling silver and gold lined sugar shells, spoons. They call them sugar shells and spoons that different people gave them. And Mama had three sets of complete sets of china when she married. And my brother broke enough to fill a tray nearly as big as that table. He was helping the cook. We had company. And went through that swing door into the butler's pantry. Going to help her take it to the kitchen. And in some way the door stuck and bumped against him, and he dropped the tray and broke all that beautiful china, so much of it.
Gosh. It's hard to believe. Have you ever seen a kind of decorative egg made out of that china?
That's what?
Have you ever seen these kinds of egg, like a decorative egg?
Oh, yes.
Out of that china? What do they call those? Any name for that?
You mean that's just come into making now?
Yes, ma'am. Just a
oh,
egg.
I have a friend makes them for Christmas and sells them and everything.
What do they usually call those?
I don't know what they're
just
called.
Just china eggs? Or?
She gets her eggs from someplace and then decorates them and does all that stuff on them.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the utensils you would have had in a kitchen when you were a girl? Some of the cooking utensils and so forth?
Well, every stove had its set of, they had a big deep iron pot for greens and things. They had the frying pans, and we had a waffle maker. It sat up high and you flipped it.
Mm-hmm.
It was iron, made best waffles you ever tasted.
Hmm.
And then they had muffin tins out of iron and all.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned frying pan. Did these frying pans have little legs on them? Have you seen those kind
of? Some did.
Mm-hmm. Were they still called?
The ones we had were those great big frying pans like this.
Is that the same thing as a skillet mm-hmm. frying pan? Have you ever heard anybody call that a spider?
Yeah. Now, a spider, I thought it called a spider was the leg ones.
Oh, this one with legs?
Mm-hmm. I believe that's what the one they call a spider.
Did you ever have something big and black that you might, say, boil potatoes in or something like that? It made you use out in the yard to boil clothes? Big.
Oh, those big old iron pots?
Mm-hmm.
We call those wash pots. They used to wash clothes in it and take a stick and stir them around, and they didn't have all these laundrettes and things.
What about something that's smaller that you might have on the stove for making tea or something?
Well, they used to have those big old coffee pots that were made out of enamel sometimes, you know. They used to make funny coffee. They didn't have all this drip coffee and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And
but they used this at home. We used for tea and all. My grandmother got her tea from Ireland every year.
Mm-hmm.
She got her oatmeal from Scotland every year. She was Irish, but she said the Scotch Irish was the meanest kind, but she got us oatmeal. But she went to New England, up somewhere up above Boston. She got salt mackerel in a wooden tub this big every fall. And they were just a whole mackerel salted down. Oof, they were salted. We soaked them the night before.